One of the defining features of the Malvin's Perush is the remarkable sensitivity to the patterns and symmetry within Nach. So, for instance, here the Malvin sensitizes us in Kapitel Beis that already beginning in Pasuk Aleph, that there are two strands. There's Lama Rogshu Goyim Ulu'umim Yargu Rik. And those two strands, he explains to us, continue in the next two psukim as well, that the revolt, the rebellion is Al Hashem Al Mashicho, and it is expressed in the twin goals of Nenatkes Masva Semo V'Nashlicha Mimenu Avos Semo. So we saw yesterday that the Malbim explains the difference between Goy and La'om is that Goy is just a mass of people who are organized into a political unit. And La'om is a mass of people whose what defines them as a body is not just this sort of political union that they form, but a religious belief to which they subscribe. And the revolt is both just political, is both political and religious. For whatever reason, in the next pasuk it's inverted. It's Al Hashem v'Al Mashicho. It's against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The religious, what David HaMelech enforced in terms of religion, and Al Mashicho rejecting just his kingship on the political level. Nenatkes Masva Semo will undo his bonds. V'Nashlicha Mimenu will throw off Avos Semo. Nenatka, the Malbim explains, Avosos Hem Chazokos Yoser Mimelseros. They're stronger than Moseros. They're both cords. They're both bonds. But the Avosos are Shehem Moseros Hakulim Yachad V'Yashal Anatkan. They're multiple Moseros braided together. So they're so strong, it's impossible to undo them. So Yomu Shem Moseros Hachalushem, the relatively weaker cords, so that they can break them, they can undo them. However, the avosos hachazokim, so that they have to throw off. They can't cut through. Again, in the metaphor, they can't cut through the cords. They can't cut through the bonds, but they throw the bonds off. Yashlicho me'al tzavareinu. The different verbs corresponding to the two different nouns. Now this two pronged attack is Rezeb Bein B'Inyan Hadas, both in terms of their religious revolt as well as the political revolt. What's the Nimshal to the Moseros and the Avos religiously? V'zeh bein b'inyan adas shemitzvos she'ein lahem tam, no known intuitive reason, v'yecholin lahashiv aleihem, and as it were, they, on the level of seichel anoshi, can push back against them, yivatlum. That's the analog to nanatka, lanatek, to undo. Umitzvos hasichlios hachazokos b'taimon, where there isn't any quote enlightened unquote argument to make against mitzvos sichlios, which are compelling. They're chazokos b'taimon. So that, just again, that they can't undo the court, so yashlichu acharei gevam. They just reject it without putting forth some alleged alternate moral argument. Now, the question is, now earlier in the capital, we saw yesterday that the rebellion against Hashem took the form of lifuk ol hadas for shavu mitzvah shehefichum David lekaimah. The only thing that David HaMelech imposed upon the goyim, the le'umim in Eretz Yisrael was shavu mitzvah. And yet the Malbim speaks of that there were two types of mitzvahs against which they were rebelling. Mitzvahs, not only mitzvahs sichlios, but mitzvahs she'emahem tam as well. So, l'chora, the mashmos is that the Malbim is saying is that both of those types are represented within the Shavuot mitzvahs. Because he wasn't telling them that they couldn't wish atnes. He wasn't telling them to be makriv asar azazel. He was telling them that they have to abide by the shavu mitzvah of Bnei Noach. The Rambam writes in Inuchos Malachim al shisha dvarim nitzava adam arishon al avodah zarah ve'al birkas Hashem ve'al shvichos domim ve'al gilei arayos ve'al hagezel ve'al hadinim af al pi shekulam kabbalah hein biyodeinu mimoshe rabbeinu. So there's a tradition that Moshe Rabbeinu transmitted to us the tradition that all of humanity are bound by these mitzvahs, the hadas notolahem. And what's more, they're also right, the rational mitzvahs, the hadas notolahem. It's something to which one would be inclined misechel. Then the Rambam says, and yet on a third level, it's even mashma in the Torah Shabbosah. Milchal devei ha-Torah, yeirosh al elu netzavu. So the question is whether our Malbim, again, who seems to be identifying within the corpus of Shavuot Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, not only Mitzvah Sichlios, but also mitzvah she'en lohem tam. So that means that he disagrees with this Rambam. So two possibilities. The first is that the Rambam makes this comment before he mentions Eva Menachai, which was first given to Noah. Right? The Rambam in the Loka HaTosfos. Tosfos and Sanhedrin understand that the mitzvah of Eva Menachai was already given to Adam Rishon. Even though Adam Rishon wasn't allowed to kill an animal to eat. No, but if the animal would have died on its own, he could eat it. But what happens if a limb fell off of it in its lifetime? So there was still enough gemina for Adam Rishon to know the din of Eva Menachai. That's how Tosfos and Sanhedrin understands. The Rambam clearly disagrees, and the Rambam says no, that Hosef the Noach Eber Menachai, Shenema Ach Bosa Benafshal Dama Lo Sochelu Nimtzu Shavu Mitzvus. So the question is, does the Rambam's characterization of Adas Notolahem, does the Rambam intend that to carry over to Eivim Menachai? I mean, he obviously intends the Kulan Kabbalah and the Adena to carry over. And he certainly intends in the Chal Divei Torah, because he quotes the Pasuk of Abbasu ben Achul Domo Sochelu. But what about Hadas Notolahem? So arguably, if that entire sentence was relevant to Eivim Menachai as well, so the Rambam, maybe you should have held off. Until he should have written Ashisha Dvarim Sav Adam Risha, all six. Hosef Lenoach Eben Anachai. And then, Ach Pisha Kulim Kabbalah Hem Yodeinu. So Yitachein, that the Rambam's characterization of Adas Notolahem doesn't apply to Eben Anachai. Because Eben Anachai doesn't necessarily mean, the Isra Eben Anachai doesn't mean that the person has to be the one who ripped the limb off the living animal. It could be that the two animals were fighting, And that was inflicted by another animal. So it's not that the person is being cruel. It's not necessarily. So you talk in that the Rambam's characterization of Adas Notolahem doesn't apply to Eivim Menachai. In which case, the there isn't necessarily a difference of opinion here between the Rambam and our Malbim. But the emphasis is that Yitachen Me'od that Yitachen that the Malbim is following through on what we saw in Capital Aleph when we saw that Ki Hasechel HaEnoshi, again, the Tzaddik is Ke'et Shosu Al Pal Yemayim, right? The Tzaddik is metaphorically compared to a tree which is planted on near brooks of water, that it will always have whatever it needs. It will never lack. And the Malbim explained that the Nimshal is that even the Yesharim ba'adasa philosophim, we saw this line together, Asher Hisnagu b'tzadik v'chesed api nimusim sichliyim lo matzu tamidei sipukam. They sometimes They went hungry, but they were lacking. Ki hasechel hanoshi yil'e, the sechel hanoshi will gets worn out and doesn't successfully mikloa el hamatara from reaching the goal tamid. V'yite b'rov mishpatov. And then we saw the Malbim at the end of Talmud on mishpatim bal yadon. So yitachen that the Malbim Taka does disagree with the Rambam, or at least, well, I don't know, maybe he would tell us to modify our understanding of the Rambam, that, yeah, Hadas Notolahem, they think Shvichus Damim is bad. But abortion's okay. They think Shvichus Damim is bad, but euthanasia's okay. So then, even within the Sheva Mitzvah, even within the Shisha Mitzvah, Shesha Mitzvava, Adam Arishon, the Malbim here in Capital Bays is telling us, I mean, it's the same mitzvahs, the mitzvah She'en Lahem Tam and the mitzvahs Hasichlios, maybe they're the same mitzvahs in terms of what the parameters of and the details of the mitzvah are. V'chein b'inyan ha'avdus yifruku ulo. Okay. Yoshev ha'shamayim yischak Hashem yilag lamas. The Malbim explains that this is the end of the question, right? Lama rog shugoyim, the capital begins with a question, and the Malbim says, the question mark is at the midpoint of our pasuk. Lama rog shugoyim, how can it be that the goyim are rebelling? And Yosheva Shamayim Yitzchak, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is washing this brazen rebellion, and he's laughing, Kaviyachol. He doesn't seem to be outraged. He's laughing. He's not intervening. He's not punishing. So here's where the question now comes. And the Ribono Shalom, who's Yosheva Bishamayim, is Yitzchak? The answer is Hashem Yilag Lama. That what seems to be schok is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu mocking them. The Malvim explains as follows. Chazal say, Tov Kas Mischok, Tov Kas, reading the Malvim one line into Halacha Dalet. Tov Kas Mischok, Tov Kas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koris Al Tzadikim Ba'olam Hazeh. A person, it's much better for a person to endure, to experience the kas, the anger that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has on tzaddikim in Olam Hazeh, mischok, from the frivolity HaKadosh Baruch Hu mesachek al rishon. Ki haschok yesh lo inyan miyuchan mibuchol amidos. There's something singular about schok. Shebuchol amidos lo yisro es shinoi ben hapoel v'hamispael. That there's complete congruence between the subject and the object. Hapoel yichas, the person who goes angry, he's anger, he's angered, he's venting his anger. The hamispael, the object, yikabalonesh, is feeling the wrath, right? The poel, the subject, is venting his wrath, and the mispael, the object, is at the receiving end of the wrath. So there's congruence between the subject and the object, the poel and the mispael. Hapoel yirachem, the judge has rachamonis, v'hamispael, the defendant, yirucham, he ends up having been dealt with compassionately. Lo chen haschok al re'ehu, hasochek al re'ehu, hasochek re'ehu, so that can be deceptive. That's deceptive. Hapoel sochek v'nidmeh shetov libo, it looks like he's laughing, like he's playing along, but v'mispael ultimately yikabel busho uchlima. But it's only a facade. V'al kein himshel bozes haslochus harashon. Shahagam Shinira Shahasham Sochek Ve'inu Kois Alayhim. It seems like Rishon has a free hand. But ultimately, Hema Kavim Baza Ach Klima Ucherpa. Ultimately, it's just shame and humiliation that will overtake them. Vameg Vishayigdal Omshan Pisom Kishi Yismale Sosam. So the answer to Yoshe, how can it be that Yoshe B'Shamayim Yitzchak, is because that's only, as it were, what appears outwardly. But actually, it's Hashem Yilag Lono, and as the next pasuk continues. The Malbim here is touching on a very, very important yisod. You know, one of the ikorim of Yehadus is Sochel Onesh. And Imam and Moshlem Shabbo Yisbar Shemel Gomel Tov L'Shomei Mitzvah Sof U'manish L'Ovei Mitzvah Sof. The Rambam writes that the leading reason for people to lose Emunah, the Rambam didn't live in an age of materialism where people were so busy with material matters that they didn't think. So he didn't know our world, didn't know our society. But he said that the leading reason that people lose emunah or get messed up in emunah is because of the phenomenon of Rasha V'Tavla. Yitachen, that comment underlies within the Yud Gimel Hikarim, when you look in the Hagdam the Perek Chelek. So the Rambam doesn't only state what we have in the Animam in abridged version, but the Rambam makes a point of saying that the Makom, the Ikur Makom Kabbalah Schar, the Onesh is in Olam Haba. Meaning that the Rambam is addressing this question, that it seems to us at times, it seems to any thoughtful person at times, that hachush makhush, we look around and we don't see, we see what seems to be derech rishon slaycha. So that's why the Rambam adds, within the Yud Gimel Hikarim, when he states the ikur sefer onesh, that the point at which that happens is an Olam Haba, which is why what one sees in Olam Haza is not Rachman Ritzvan HaChush Makhash. The Malbim is again very much talking in that vein also of how appearances are deceiving in that respect. The Malbim says that sometimes it will become clear even in Olam Haza, right? Because what the Malbim is describing is not only that in Olam Haba the Russia, the Goyim and the Lu'umim will get their up and coming. But even in Olam Haza, Bameshi Yigdal Onshem Pisom Kishi Yismale Sasam. So that's obviously a crucial added element, but sometimes it's even here. But the more importantly, the common denominator is that the belief in Sacha V'Onesh is predicated upon that we don't necessarily know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's timetable for that is, and what all the considerations for the timetable, and that's what the Rambam says, and the Iker is an Olam Haba, even when it happens to a degree in Olam Haza. So we don't know what the Rambam's Chesronos are as to the timing. When does it mean that the midah of Erech HaPayim for the Rishayim has been exhausted? And that's why we do have the deceiving appearances. Okay, we'll stop.